The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd. This week, The Brave Little Crab. Follow the adventures of a little crab with a missing claw. Even though life with just one claw wasn't easy, he learned to take advantage of being different and was able to help his fellow crab when no one else could. Because sometimes the thing that makes you different can be the very thing that makes you great.
On the cover is a crab swimming in bright blue water. The crab is bright orange in color. His eyes poke up above the center of his squat little body. Two thin antennae wave in the water. His intact front leg is a claw with pincers. The other claw is missing. The crab is surrounded by plants of seaweed, kelp, and coral in bright colors of pink, yellow, blue, and green. Small silver fish swim in and out of the foliage. Air bubbles rise upward. The title, in white wiggly letters, is The Brave Little Crab.
Once there was a little crab, the cutest crab you ever saw. He looked a little strange on sand, since he was missing one front claw. The little crab knew he was different, not at all like all the rest. It was hard for him to move around. Of course, he always tried his best.
Striped fish swim away from the little crab.
The other crabs wouldn't play with him. They would all laugh and stare. The little crab stayed by himself, though it was hard for him to bear.
He hides behind a strand of blue kelp.
One day, a nasty hurricane blew up the coast with speed. It pushed a crab between two rocks, then entangled him in reeds. The trapped crab tried to push his way out from among a tangled reed. He wanted to be back at home. He wanted to be freed.
Crabs gather below the one trapped in the green reeds. Silverfish and jellyfish swim nearby.
The other crabs came by to save him. They had tried and hoped to help, but they only made matters worse. He was too snarled in the kelp.
"Oh no," cried a worried crab. "Whatever shall we do? We must find something small to push him out and through."
The little crab sat listening to what was happening below. He knew that he could help the crab. He could fit where no one could go.
"Look at me, I'm small and brave. I can help the crab break free. I can squeeze right in and push him out. I know I can. Please let me."
The crab's mouths are open as they listen to the little crab.
The other crabs spoke all together, standing on the grainy sand.
"Could this little crab rescue our friend when he only has one hand?"
The little crab got to work. He drew and thought and planned. The other crab stood still and stared while he dug into the sand.
With a stick, the little crab draws circles for the rock and lines and arrows for his path he will take.
The little crab climbed and squeezed between rocks and jumbled reeds. He pushed the larger crab and said,
"I hope this is all it needs."
He tried and tried and tried again. The upset crab was tightly stuck. The rescue plan wasn't working, and he was running out of luck. The little crab knew in his heart he couldn't panic or fail.
"I need to move this crab, and soon, for a happy ending tale."
The little crab then braced himself. He counted with a loud roar, gathering the strength of 10 more crabs.
1, 2, 3, and 4.
The larger crab then catapulted from the kelp-wrapped rocks below. The little crab's brave act of courage was quite a mighty show.
The larger crab swims upward above the rocks and kelp and fish and the little crab.
You're the best, my little friend. Thank you for saving me. You being different saved the day. You helped me, and now I'm free.
All the crabs now gathered round. They clapped and gave a cheer, grateful for the little crab and glad that he was here. They lifted up the little crab, raised him high up to the sky. We're delighted to say thank you, friend, and glad that you weren't afraid to try. Little Crab then bowed with pleasure and said, let's have some fun. He waved his claw, said, tag, you're it. And they all began to run.
The crabs chase each other through rocks and kelp and seashells.
The little crab knew he was special. He was rare and custom made. He wouldn't dwell on his missing claw. He would never be afraid.
The little crab smiles at his one claw, which is now a rainbow of colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, and violet.
Different can be good for you. You might not look like all the rest, but just remember the little crab and always do your best.
The little crab swims near the surface of the sea. The bright white light from the sun shines in rings in the water around him and lights up the plants and fish and other creatures below.
This has been The Brave Little Crab, written by Beth Costanzo, illustrated by Ekaterina Alina, narrated by Sarah Hannon, audio description narrated by Thomas Reed. Audio description written by Bonnie Barlow. This video was made possible by a donation from the Nancy Hind Giving Fund. This book is available for purchase at puppydogsandicecream.com. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org. Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by ImaginationStorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the Audiobook Wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd.